the worship vocalist sing on a given Sunday. And so we just wrote it out to make it easier to follow along and just to be coordinated with the worship team. So I was able to attend a practice for the Easter service. And it sounded great. It sounded amazing. I'm really excited because for Power of the Cross, we actually have like orchestral accompaniment. So we have like three violins, a trombone, maybe guitar, electric bass. I really wish we had a cello, but the trombone is kind of a substitute. So it's gonna be fun.
In the past, they can barely hear the choir.
So I know. I know. I thought about that, and we're not gonna mic the instruments as much, and then we'll just have to talk to Rich about the choir. So there's not gonna be any drums though. So drums are always the thing that's hard to sing over. My biggest dream, and I've talked to Rich about this, I'm actually pressing to get every single choir member at their own microphone. Like, that would be amazing if we could all have an individual mic. Some of you guys might be very intimidated. I know, see, I knew it. But that would give ultimate control to be able to balance all the parts. You know, of course, it doesn't have that, you know, corporate feel where, so that's always the drawback. But that would really ensure that everyone is heard, because the problem is with miking a large group like this, he needs to have a microphone that will just pick up any other noise. You know, it has to kind of have a broad reach, and so it'll feedback into the rest of the monitors, and so that's why it's also hard with the other instruments. So we'll see. That's not my problem, it's Rich's problem. I want the fullest arrangement possible, so we'll see what happens. I can always tell the instrumentalists to play a little quieter. So the three songs, are we singing three songs?
Yeah.
Four.
Three plus the choir song.
Oh yeah, three plus the choir song. So they were gonna be on stage first. So our song is not till the offertory, which is before the sermon. So rather than just sit there, we're gonna sing with the worship team. So the three songs are All Praise to Him first, and then I think it's In Christ Alone, and then Jesus Thank You. Is that right, Janet? I think so, right? That's the order? Okay, so why don't we go through some of these songs, and then we'll use that to warm up to lead up to the Power of the Cross, because it's very hard to hit a high G early in the morning. So for All Praise to Him, do you guys all know these songs, by the way? All Praise to Him, da, da, da. We've sung it a bunch of times in church, okay? So let's just go over it. If you get lost, and if it's just too much new music, I know we only have like two more rehearsals, but just sing the melody. If you get lost, just sing the melody, okay? But before we start, let me just open us in a quick word of prayer. Father God, thank you so much for getting us up early this morning, the beautiful weather. Thank you so much for the privilege to be able to sing and worship you, Lord, this Easter. Thank you for the partnership that we have with the other worship team members, Lord. I just pray that all these efforts, Lord, would go to bringing you maximum glory, Lord. We want to remember you and to celebrate your resurrection, Lord, and your payment on the cross for our sins, Lord. So I pray that you would strengthen our voices, give us diligence, help us to learn some cool parts so that we can just augment the worship of your people, Lord, and lead your people into worship. We want to be just good models of that on stage, Lord. And I pray for not only strengthened voices, Lord, but humble hearts and a spirit of worship, Lord. And help us not to worry too much about the technicalities, but just to cultivate the joy of the Lord and just a heart for worship, Lord, and just gratitude in our hearts for all that you've done for us. So thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so for All Praise to Him, the good news is you're not doing anything the first verse. We're just kind of, you can hum along quietly with the melody. So let's just go over that real quick. It just goes, All praise to Him, the God of light, who formed the mountains by His might. All praise to Him, who names the stars. Ooh. we're going to continue with the melody on All Praise to Him, Whose Love Is Seen this time. And altos, you guys are going to go. The chorus, though, is all praise to Him who humbly came to bear our sorrows and shame, who lived and died, who died to rise, we all sufficient sacrifice. Again, that was all praise to is that the top of the line there, right?
To bear our sorrows and shame, who lived to die, who died to rise.
Then you have to jump down.
We all sufficient sacrifice.
Can I hear sopranos and altos together on that chorus there? Slowly, one, two. Exactly the same, even when we key change. Okay? That's pretty much it. Okay, then the tenors. Let's go back to the beginning here. Ooh, I got three tenors today. All right. So you're going to hear all praise to, ooh, that's your note anyway. So all praise to, sufficient sacrifice is similar to pay the ransom for his own. Okay, let's try tenors from the beginning, and then altos and sopranos, you can hum or sing it kind of silent or quietly. So ready?
To rise.
Alto part?
Alto part.
Alto part. Let's hear the sopranos, altos, and tenors just on that chorus there. Before we forget the basics. So, all praise to, that's again, you know, not too bad. So you're going, all praise to. Let's do that again, basses from the chorus. One, two.
Good acapella, actually. Good job, you guys.
Let's go to third verse. We're going to key change here. I wrote parts of this too, huh? Okay. So, sopranos, again, you're just on the safe melody. Woohoo! and you'll hear, it just goes up a key. So I'll start with the altos there.
All praise to Him, whose power imparts the love of God within our hearts, the spirit of all truth and peace, the fount of joy and holiness.
Okay, so you're just basically following the shape of the melody, just a little lower. Let's try that again. One, two.
All praise to Him, whose power imparts the love of God within our hearts, the spirit of all truth and peace, the fount of joy and holiness.
Not too bad, right? Okay. Hold on to that, and then let's add the tenors there. Tenors, you're just down on. You're also following the shape of the melody, just more further down. One, two.
All praise to Him, whose power imparts the love of God within our hearts, the spirit of all truth and peace, the fount of joy and holiness.
Again.
All praise to Him, whose power imparts the love of God within our hearts, the spirit of all truth and peace, the fount of joy and holiness.
Okay, and then you're back on to your regular chorus.
To Father, Son, and Spirit now, our souls we lift.
Are those, is that the same? Yeah. It should be the same, I think, because I copied and pasted it.
Looks the same.
Looks the same. Okay, good. The amazing thing about this program is you can copy and paste in one key, drag it over, and it pops it in a brand new key.
Oh, wow.
And transposes
nice.
It for you.
Awesome.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Saves me so much time. So, yeah, I trust that the computer did a good job. I should actually check. Okay, add the basses. You guys aren't following the melody line as much. So, one, two.
All praise to Him, whose power imparts the love of God within our hearts, the spirit of all truth and peace, the fount of joy and holiness.
See, that's the fun part about bass parts, is you get to do like cool lines like that. So you guys are going up the ladder on the love of God within our hearts, right? Try again. One, two.
All praise to Him, whose power imparts the love of God within our hearts, the spirit of all truth and peace, the fount of joy and holiness.
Let's hear tenors and basses together. One, two. Not copy and paste. What's different? Just the end, though, right?
Yeah, just the end.
Okay. I have you guys going down instead of, okay. That's it, okay, that's not too bad. Oh, I know why, because you have to set up for, because we're repeating that. Yeah. Okay, so let's try from the same place again. All praise to him.
Verse 3.
No, we don't repeat verse 3. We'll just repeat to
the chorus.
The chorus. To Father, Son. To Father, Son. The halfway in the middle of the page. So all praise to him from verse 3. 1, 2.
All praise to him.
It should be the same, but it feels higher. Yeah. The sopranos are so high.
Okay.
Yeah. So that pulls everybody up. Okay, let's try the whole song. You guys want to stand for this? That's not too bad, right? That's it. That's the whole song. Not too bad. So you'll hear a violin. We have 3 violins. This is going to be so epic.
Left behind is
good job. So practice that. In Christ alone, let's take a look at that real quick too. So there's been a little bit of modifications, not to your parts, but to the key change and all. So we're actually, I confirmed, we're not going down to the key of C, thank goodness. We're going to go from D to E. Okay, so it's basically the same as last Easter when we sang it. If you notice, oh, on page 3, when we get to the minor part, remember we went... We're not going to slow down there because the worship team doesn't slow down. And we're not going to pause on slain. So we're just going to go right through it. Like it'll sound like. Right in there, right? So no pausing there. The key change doesn't happen until page 4. So you'll hear. Yeah, and then we're unison there, all the way until. And that's the chorus, which should be familiar because it's the same as the other parts. Let's just try it and see how far we get. Okay. Thank you. modify the soprano part because it was way too high.
Yeah.
Once we key change. So you're actually going down. You're not going, yeah, you're not doing like the what you originally did. So sopranos are doing. Instead of going, be brother then.
Yes.
That's too ridiculous. So I'll just go.
Can I hear the
alto's
part in
that
last?
In the last chorus there?
Yeah. No power. Did I modify the tenors too? I might have. Let's go over the tenor part. Just do it as written, otherwise everyone will get confused.
Oh,
so, okay. Me from his hand, D sharp, still he returns, or calls me home. You can go up on home. Oh. That kind of will punch that note anyway. Here in the power of crisis. That's pretty high, huh? If it's too high, just go down. Half of that. Or calls me home. You can do that too. I should have made that down, because there's no D sharp in there. Basses, you want to go over your part? Your part is the same, I think.
It's the same.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on to that. We're not going to go over. Shoot, we don't have time to go over Jesus, thank you. Do you guys want to? Let's review Power of the Cross, right? Let's go over. Let's review Power of the Cross, and then if we have time, we'll look at Jesus, thank you. Okay. Sorry for rushing through, but we do have a lot to learn actually. So, let's turn to Power of the Cross. How about we all stand for this? This is going to sound really beautiful, actually. I hope everyone is properly mic'd. We'll see. I mean, not individually, but. Yeah, Rich said, well, we do have enough mics, but our board is not big enough.
Yeah.
To,
mm-hmm.
Send them.
The car?
Someone's car? No. Okay. Hope that doesn't throw us off. We'll start from. I mean, we are ready to perform that. That is polished. You guys did the dynamics. You guys did phrasing. Did anyone feel a little iffy on that still, or a little lost? I mean, you guys sound pretty good from what I can hear. So, Oh, we do have time to go over Jesus. Jesus, thank you. Yay! Okay. Let's look at Jesus, thank you, really quick. There's a bunch of oohs in the beginning. We like oohs because it kind of hides underneath the verse but provides some padding. Sopranos, you guys are going to do, so if you guys remember, it's the you're just going, he's going to sing that an octave lower. It's really the tenor part. Part above the melody. So for once, the altos get the melody. Yay! Yes, yeah, sorry about the time again. Okay, so hold on to that. So altos, you guys are doing the oohs. They're going to be on ooh, so you're going ooh. Okay, so you're just going back and forth between C sharp and one, two, go. Solo. We used to do it in, but this is a very low key. Okay, so tenors, you guys start on. Ready, go. It's like playing your part as a preview. Yeah. I keep rushing the me of enemy. Once your enemy. How do they sing it? Do they go, once your enemy? Or do they go, once your enemy? Do you remember?
I thought it was the first one.
Once you're an enemy. Okay, we'll just anticipate it. It's okay if the congregation's late.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see. Or we can see what Nick does. Okay, hold on to that. Let's let's add the basses real quick too. You guys sound like a clock a little bit. For that part. So you're going, get ready to go down. Yeah. Yes, I have the wrong chord up there. It should be F sharp minor, not C sharp minor. So after you guys do, because you're going to have to hold Jesus, thank you, right? So big breath after table. Okay, let's try everyone from the beginning. Tenors, altos, those are renos. 1, 2, 3, 4. sing the melody without fail. Blood has washed away my sin. No worries. That's totally fine if you guys sing the melody. That'll help the congregation, actually. Okay, real quick, the bridge, it's the same unison in the beginning. Continue doing that. Exactly that. And then sopranos, you guys are high again. Back to the chorus. Your blood has washed away my sin. So I'm not even going to go over page 3 and 4 because it's exactly the same. Your blood has washed away my sin. Jesus, thank you. Jesus, thank you. Your blood has washed away my sin. They just repeat your blood part before you go to once your enemy. Now seated at your table. Jesus, thank you. Pause, 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 pause. Once your enemy. Now seated at your table. That's it. That's basically repeating. So I don't even need to go. You already know 3 and 4. It just looks confusing because there's too many notes. So really, we only have to do this bridge here. Okay, so hold on to that, sopranos. The only cool part is that I want to live for you, lover. You're just kind of filling in that echo there. Okay, and then basses. I'll start with you next. After you guys did. The words, that's why. It should say you, live for you. The second time it goes off, and that's it. Not too bad, it actually sounds like the melody. And then you're back to, your blood has washed away my sin, Jesus, thank you. Okay, just to add the tenors now, you guys get a cool part. After, again, you're kind of doing the top of the bridge there, the unison part, so we just get a sense for it. 2, 3, everyone in unison?
Thank you.
one more time here, that just bottom of the page two there, 32. More alto, because you have the melody. One, two, three, go. So there's actually a special label that says chorus repeat.
That's a good point.
So yeah, there's no repeat sign. I know that's a little confusing. Yeah, so just read that straight through. Any questions? Any other questions on this song? I love this song. It's one of my favorite songs. So just practice that. Listen to the recordings. Ricky will have the parts. In fact, he probably already has the parts on the website. I literally said this to these guys last night, and he's like, done. It'll be on the website by Sunday. All right.
I did hear it last night.
What's that? Oh, you did hear it already? Oh my goodness. He's way ahead. Okay, thank you everyone. Sorry to make you a little bit late for ACE classes. See you all next week. Oh.